this makes sense a little more, and it's in Ephesians chapter 6. We've all heard that scripture about the armor that we wear. There's only one actual physical weapon that we have here. Everything else is a defensive weapon. But if you read in verse 17, at the end of that, he says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That word that he's talking about there is the rhema word. It's not the written word. It's the spoken word. So the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And then he couples it with this. Most people stop there. But then he says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. So praying in the Spirit means praying with the weapons of the Spirit. What is the weapon of the Spirit? The weapon of the Spirit is the word of God, right? So when we pray the word of God, we're praying with the weapons of the Spirit and not of the natural man. So we're not praying just the written word. We're actually speaking the word. The written word does us no good if we're not speaking it. When Jesus was tempted, he spoke the word. It's the speaking of the word that activates it in faith to move things in the Spirit. So then if you turn over to the next scripture real quick, I love this. He says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. I'm telling you, there's no more sure way to pray the will of God than to pray his word. We all get discernment and we all pray according to his will. And sometimes we miss it, sometimes we don't. But 100 times out of 100, if you pray his word, you are praying according to his will. And you can have confidence that you are going to get what you ask for. I was thinking about this earlier. When I tell my daughter to do her chores, and I'm going to give her $10. When she does her chores, she has a confident expectation that I'm going to give her $10, right? Because I'm so jealous for my own name and reputation, I'm not going to not pay my daughter. I want my word to mean something to her. So if I do that, how much more does God back his word? He's not a man that he should lie. And if God says it, he will do it. It's the fact. His word is, he says his word goes forth and it never returns void because it's his word. His word never fails. It's flawless. So, now, saying all that, I just chose a section of scripture. I want to read this, and then I want to pray through it, just to give you an idea of how I pray through the scripture, how I activate myself in faith to pray the scriptures directly. So,
and before we pray this, just for fun, we had a prayer for the persecuted church at Eastminster. Did anybody see this?
Yes.
We had chosen, Stan, the pastor over there, and I had chosen this passage before for that meeting. We're going to pray at the end. So we're praying for Macedonia, the last unreached place we were praying for. And during that prayer, when we were getting ready to put this up and going to pray it, there was the earthquake on Sunday night.
Amen.
And so, watch, the building shook, and it was just kind of fun. So, this is kind of a fun. We may get an earthquake here in a minute, so just hang on, all right?
Okay, so, it says, this is right after the apostles have been threatened not to preach in Jesus' name anymore. They uttered a bunch of threatening statements to them and sent them away. And they go back and report what had happened. And then this is what they say. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Now, just reading that gives me faith. But I can do more than just read it. I can pray this back to God and remind him of what he's done and what he said. So I would say, this is how I would go. I'd say, now, Lord, consider their threats, Lord, and enable your servants. I thank you, Lord, that you said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that you said that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you will condemn, Lord. I thank you that you are the shield about us, Lord, and we are asking that you would enable us, Lord, to speak your spoken word, Lord, with great boldness. We thank you that your word never returns void, Lord, and that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth, Lord. So we pray that you told Isaiah you would give him the tongue of the learned, that he may know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Lord, fill us with your word. And Lord, we're asking you to stretch out your hand to heal, Lord. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. We thank you that wherever your kingdom comes, Lord, healing breaks out. We thank you that you will perform signs and wonders. You said, Lord, that the work that you do, we would do, and even greater works you would do, Lord. So we're asking you to come into power, Lord, and that your name, the name above every name, would be made famous, Lord, that Jesus's name would be the name that's worshiped, Lord. And we thank you that when we pray, Lord, we're asking you that every place where we touch would be shaken, Lord, that you would come in power, Lord. You would break chains. You would set people free, Lord. We thank you that the same power that was in Jesus raising him from the dead, Lord, is the same power that's at work within us, Lord. And we pray even more, Lord, you would fill us right now with the Holy Spirit. We thank you that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father fill us with the Holy Spirit if we ask, Lord? So we ask to fill us with the Holy Spirit without measure, Lord. Make us bold. You said that the righteous would be as bold as lion, and we are asking for you to make us bold tonight for your glory and your great name's sake. Amen.
Amen.